This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. State regulators will soon decide whether control of Texas power lines can change hands. At issue is whether an investment group led by Dallas businessman Ray Hunt gets to buy Oncor. The company connects power plants with the companies you pay for electricity. A bankruptcy judge says Dallas-based Energy Future Holdings can sell Oncor to reduce major debt, but the Public Utility Commission also has to agree, and some of the members aren't sure the deal is in the public's best interest. Jeffrey Weiss writes about energy for the Dallas Morning News, and I talked to him about what Hunt has in mind.
Hunt wants to convert Oncor into what's called a real estate investment trust.
Yes.
Or a REIT.
Exactly. It is a tax benefit, a tax loophole, if you will. What the Hunts are doing is perfectly legal, but it's not exactly what was envisioned when it was originally designed. What a REIT does is it takes a single business. In this case, the ownership and running of the electric power wire grid, and it turns it into two businesses. One business owns the real estate, in this case, if you consider power lines real estate, and the other leases it. The two businesses will do exactly the same thing as one business would do. And the advantage of that is that the business that owns the real estate doesn't have to pay federal income taxes if it pays at least 90% of its profits to investors as dividends. Now, that's complicated, but what this could benefit is something close to $250 million a year to the combined new REIT Oncor-ish company. And the question is whether or not that company can actually use that money as dividends, right?
The staff of the Public Utility Commission doesn't like this. Even the AARP has spoken out about
AARP,
this.
AARP, Rick Perry, a couple of large coalitions of cities. There are two different areas where the protests come. One is how the corporations are designed and whether or not that's the best way to run the state's biggest utility service,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not this corporate structure is going to be able to protect that service in the case of a storm or a disaster. The tax break, though, what the people who object are saying is that they're getting $250 million free dollars.
Hunt would be getting it.
Two of the three members of the PUC say that they agree with some of the protesters who say that at least some of that needs to go back to the consumers. Now, what the Hunts say is that they need this money so they can give large enough dividends to attract the kinds of investors needed to make the deal work.
If the PUC doesn't bless it, do the Hunts turn and walk away from this, or?
Their comments have been pretty low-key because I think they want the deal to work. And so if the majority of the PUC says 60% goes back to the consumers and 40% go to the Hunts, maybe the Hunts go with that. If they say it'll be a 90-10 split, maybe they don't. The Hunts have not given any indication as to whether there's a threshold for them. What they did do was, a week before the PUC had its most recent discussion, is they threw $500 million in sweeteners into what they said that they would offer to consumers as sort of a balance against the fact that they're going to be getting this $250 million tax break.
Sweeteners like what?
Like directly giving money back to consumers over the course of a few years, of restructuring their debt, which would lower their expenses, which would allow them in the next rate hearing to lower what they plan on charging. The people who oppose the deal say, well, if they can restructure the company to make it more efficient, then they should simply do that and not try and use it as a bargaining chip to get this $250 million a year tax break, basically.
The main concern I would think people would have with all of this, if they see one big company is looking at buying another big company, the immediate fear is my bill going to go up?
That is almost certainly not going to happen. Now, here's the bottom line to consumers. If the PUC says that some of this $250 million has to go back, then you're probably going to be paying less for electricity than you otherwise would. Now, what the Hunt people say is that if they get the $250 million, they're not planning on asking on any increases, so you wouldn't see any effect on your power bill. What the PUC is saying, however, is that if they get this deal, then actually your power bill probably should go down some based on the fact that it's going to cost the Hunt Group less to run this business.
Jeffrey Weiss, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.